जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जन बा किरकारधारी, गोपी जन बारिरकारधारी, जसूत नंदन बच चंदर नंद, जसूत नंद चंदर नंद, नमन तीरावन चारी, जमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बालव गिरधर हारी, गोपी जन बालव गिरधर हारी, यशोद नंदन बज चंदरंजन, जसूद नंदन ब्रज चंदरंजन, जमुन तीरावन चारी, जमुन तीरावन चारी, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, रामो रामो हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम hari 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 krishna hari krishna 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 hari 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 ram hari ram 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 hari 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 krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ramo Ramo Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari。
Hare Krishna. I wish that would never have to end. Hare Krishna. Jayam Vishnupada, Paramahamsa, Priva Jakacharya, Asta Taratata Shishiman, Divine Grace. A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Sri Rupa Prabhupada Ki, Anartakota Vaishnavindi Ki, Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur Ki, Premsekor Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasri Gaura Bhakti Vindi Ki, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Sham Kun Radha Kun Gura Govardhan Ki Mathura Dham Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki The Lord of Shri Shri Radha Sham Sundar Ki Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Shri Shri Gauranitai Ki Shri Da Prabhupada Ki All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glory to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。 Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasri Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki Shri Gaura Nitai Ki. So we are on Canto 3, Chapter 27, verse text number 8. Yajichchayo palabdina Yajichchayo palabdina Santushto mitabun muni Santushto mitabun muni Vivikta sharana shanto Vivikta sharana shanto Maitra karuna atmavan Maitra karuna atmavan Yajischayo palabdena Santushto mitabun muni Vivikta sharana santo Maitra karuna atmavan Yajichchayo palabdena Santushto mitabun muni Vivikta sharana shanto Maitra karuna atmavan Yajichchayo palabdena mitabun muni Vikta sharana shanto Vitnam karan pavan Rishchayo palabdena Santo ishto mitabun muni Vikta sharana shanto Aichakaruna Atmavan. Yadishchayo palabdena. Antushta mitabununi. Vivekta sharanatanto. Maicha karuna navatmavan. Yadishchayo palabdena. Santushta mitabununi. Vidikta sharana santo. Maicha karuna atmavan. Matajis. Ischayo palabdena. Tishta mitabununi. Sharana santo. Chakarunana atmavan. So this is a very long, quite a long purport, so we'll skip the word to word, word for word, and go directly to the translation. By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, and purport, Hare Krishna. For his income, a devotee should be satisfied with what he earns without great difficulty. He should not eat more than what is necessary. He should live in a secluded place, and always be thoughtful, peaceful, friendly, compassionate, and self-realized. For his income, a devotee should be satisfied with what he earns without great difficulty. He should not eat more than what is necessary. He should live in a secluded place and always be thoughtful, peaceful, friendly, compassionate, and self-realized. Hare Krishna. Purport. Everyone has accepted a material body and must maintain the necessities of the body by acting or earning some livelihood. A devotee should only work for such income as is absolutely necessary. He should be satisfied always with such income and should not endeavor to earn more and more simply to accumulate the unnecessary. A person in a conditioned state who has no money is always found working very hard to earn some with the object of lording it over material nature. Kapila Dev instructs that we should not endeavor hard for things which may come automatically without extraneous labor. The exact word used in this connection, yadrichchaya, means that every living entity has predestined happiness and predestined distress in his present body. This is called the law of karma. It is not possible that simply by endeavors to accumulate more and more money, a person will be able to do so. Otherwise, almost everyone would be on the same level of wealth. In reality, everyone is earning and acquiring to his predestined karma. According to the Bhagavatam conclusion, we are sometimes faced with dangerous or miserable conditions without endeavoring for them. Does anyone endeavor for dangerous and miserable conditions? We never endeavor for those things, but they always seem to arrive somehow or other. We are advised to let these things come as predestined. Let them come. We should engage our valuable time in prosecuting Krishna consciousness. In other words, one should be satisfied by his natural condition. It may not be the greatest condition. It may be very difficult condition. As we look around, we see that not everyone's condition is the same. We see some conditions of human beings to be in very difficult, as apparently difficult, because we're judging from our own condition. So we're thinking that someone else is in a more miserable or a more distressed condition. But we don't really know if they are that distressed. They may be simply engaged in internally in pure Krishna consciousness. Very, very hard for us as living entities in a particular body, in a particular mind, to conjecture just exactly what's going on in someone else's condition. So, advancement in Krishna consciousness does not depend on any materially prosperous or distressed condition. It is free from the conditions imposed by material life. A very poor man can execute Krishna consciousness as effectively as a very rich man. One should therefore be very satisfied with his position as offered by the Lord. Another word here is mitabuk. This means that one should eat only as necessary to maintain the body and soul together. One should not be gluttonous to satisfy the tongue. A little side point here, that the whole entire material civilization, because the tongue is the most voracious and most uncontrollable, the entire material civilization is based on gratifying the tongue. And as material society becomes more prosperous and more situated in the art of sense gratification, we'll say, therefore, the natural consequence of that is that elaborate conditions for gratifying the tongue become manifest. If you go to the Western world, there are literally hundreds and hundreds and thousands of restaurants catering to every possible taste and every possible aroma that can be found on the planet. And consequently, the grocery stores are also full of the same materials. There was one grocery store I visited in New Jersey. It was up in New Jersey, New York area, Pennsylvania. It's, what's it called? This is the most elaborate grocery store I have ever seen. When you walk into this grocery store, you can't even begin to fathom the level of catering that is going on to the tongue. It is simply incredible. Aisles and aisles of prepared foods and elaborate people with... I mean, it's just amazing. And what do we really need? What do we really need to actually live a healthy life? A couple of chapatis, some nice dal, sabji, rice, a mango pickle, perhaps on the side. But in these Western countries, there was great problem with overweight, obesity, diabetes. So many distressful diseases come just because the tongue is completely uncontrolled. Only because the tongue is completely uncontrolled. Shishi Radhe Shyam Ki, Shishi Krishna Balaram Ki, Shishi Gaura Nitai Ki. So, as one first comes to Krishna consciousness, just like when Srila Prabhupada first introduced Krishna consciousness into the Western world, a very, very important aspect, which is still an incredibly important aspect, is delicious and wonderful prasadam prepared and offered to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada captured all of you just because of prasadam. And one devotee raised his hand, "No, Prabhupada, I came because I was looking for something philosophical." And Prabhupada said, "No, you too. You have come because of prasadam." So it is very important in the beginning stages to have nice pure gratification of our senses through the pure medium of pure Krishna conscious prasadam. Hare Krishna. And then gradually, you can discern whether you need this or maybe not need this, and maybe you become more advanced in Krishna consciousness, you begin to reduce your eating, and you begin to come to higher and higher levels of devotional understanding and devotional service. You begin to reduce those things, and you begin to appreciate more the reciprocation that occurs between yourself and Krishna. So, some extreme examples of this reduction of sense gratification are found in our previous acharyas. Sometimes we think that Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami they're dressed very pukka in nice ironed cloth, and they were always looking very clean and well-shaved and nice, beautiful tilak. But actually, they appeared so wretched in some ways, so very thin and emaciated. And Jiva Goswami lived in an abandoned crocodile cave where each night he would light one leaf after another just for light, so he could write, so we could have all this wonderful devotional information. But they were not thinking themselves great devotees of Krishna. That was the least thing in their mind. They were thinking that they were the most fallen, and and they were the most unqualified, the most unqualified servants. And gradually we learn that they reduced their eating. They reduced it to such a degree that we can't even imagine. Maybe one cup of milk or two cups of milk a day. Sometimes not even that. Prabhupada Saraswati used to say that he does say, continuously says, that I have become pale and emaciated. My hair is unkept. I wear a patchwork shawl and some kalpans. And I stay away from other people. Because other people stay away from me. But this is the way I want it. Because in my heart I am rendering pure devotional service to Shri Radha and Krishna. So sometimes we see these sadhus. Sometimes they appear to us like, how in the world can someone live like that? How in the world can someone take such a position that they don't even care about anything external? Anything. We don't know who they are. They could have been doctors, lawyers, great educators. We don't know. Because at some point in the heart, Krishna said, it's time. Krishna said, it's time. And if you want me, you have to give all of this up. And everyone has to give it up. Sooner or later, it's forced. It's forced away. It's pulled away. And while you're in this body, and if Krishna really likes you, then he'll take it away piece by piece by piece by piece until you have nothing left except Krishna. Just like Prabhupada Saraswati says, I have simultaneously become poverty stricken and the wealthiest man in Vrindavan. So simultaneously, as these things are taken away, there is great wealth that is achieved within the heart, because Krishna only becomes manifest there, Radha and Krishna. And you simply search for them day in and day out. And sometimes forgetting to eat. And sometimes crying. Sometimes wailing. Sometimes rolling on the ground. We have all these examples. All their previous acharyas are in this same mood. They're praying, my dear Lord, Rupa Goswami prays, O Radha, I am rolling on the banks of the Jamuna, my poor heart filled with anticipation, praying to you with all humility. I am guilty of being an offender. I am guilty, this is Rupa Goswami, I am guilty of being an offender, a rascal, and a useless wretch. Can you imagine? But somehow or other, I am begging you for the smallest service at your lotus feet. O most merciful lady, please do not ignore this most distressed soul because your heart is always overflowing with compassion and love. So sometimes in this madness condition, it appears madness, but actually internally, they are experiencing the highest truth. The highest truth has nothing to do with this material world. The highest truth has nothing to do. When are we going to chant Hare Krishna? When are we going to chant Hare Krishna and tears come from our eyes? As Lord Chaitanya is teaching in the Shashastic prayers. In the very beginning, the congregational chanting, when we first become attracted, we are just joyfully chanting and happily chanting Hare Krishna. And we're so happy to be devotees, happy to become reconnected to Krishna through His holy name and through the association of devotees. Isn't it? So nice. That's the process. Become introduced through the association of devotees, in an association, in a society of devotees. And then gradually, as we become older in our devotional service, the more deeper manifestations of chanting the holy name must become manifest. They must become manifest. Reason, how can you spread Krishna consciousness without having Krishna consciousness? Isn't it? We have to explore, we have to understand these great souls who have given us all this Krishna consciousness. They have given their heart and soul. They sacrificed their bodies, no longer care about them. Only do they care about the condition of the suffering souls. And we have to judge someone, we have to judge a great soul, someone who is designated as a great soul, by the amount of compassion that they have exhibited. How much compassion have they exhibited? And so if we examine so many possibilities, so many personalities, we find that there is one that stands out above and beyond all. That Srila Prabhupada is so filled with compassion, so filled with love of Krishna, that he cannot contain it. He cannot contain it. He has to give it out. He not only wants to save every conditioned soul and turn them into happy Krishna conscious devotees. In this planet, he wants the entire universe. So who is Srila Prabhupada? So when we choose, when we come to the point of looking and choosing a great soul to become attached to and to render service to, we should examine very carefully His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Because He carried out a mission that He Himself described as impossible. And yet, He knew how to do it. He depended on Krishna how to do it. And look at everything that's happened. It's quite amazing. Quite amazing. So anyone who comes after Srila Prabhupada and proclaims that they have something to offer. They are, in many ways, they are charting the same path. They are following right behind Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada has carved the real path. He has given us the entire compassionate Vaishnava society. Everything. So anyone who comes after Srila Prabhupada, is my opinion, is simply following Srila Prabhupada, which is okay. But they should never claim to be better or greater than or successor of Srila Prabhupada. Never. They should always be the humble servant and always speak of Srila Prabhupada in the most
in the most wonderful terms. So, I don't know where we went with that one, but we were talking about foodstuffs. But, so in our desire to advance in Krishna consciousness, we have to examine ourselves. We have to be very sincere. Just like Lord Chaitanya did not care how sinful or how bad a person was. Doesn't matter what you did. Doesn't matter. But he didn't like a crooked person. This is the ones that he didn't want to. He didn't have compassion for. Ones who were crooked in their dealings. But a sincere soul, no matter how sinful he was, Lord Chaitanya would erase all those things and give them a brand new start and a brand new life. Like Jagai and Madhai, they became great saintly devotees. They were the worst. We are also like Jagai and Madhai. We can compare ourselves to those personalities because our stock of ancestry goes back to Jagai and Madhai. Back to Jagai and Madhai. Drunkards. I mean, everyone in the Western world, this is the style of life, is to go to the liquor store and get some liquor and get some meat and get some cigarettes. This is the glorification of the Western life, is to engage in as much perfect sinful life as possible. You can become perfect in sinful life, you know. You can become so expert at it that it almost appears attractive. But actually, no matter how great you become at it, no matter how great a sense gratifier you become, it all gets taken away at the end. And then you become totally distressed, totally miserable. And the Yamadutas come. The Yamadutas come and they're not very pleasant looking. No. I used to work at a hospital when I was young boy, maybe 18 years old, 19 years old. I worked at a hospital. And I got to see a lot of things. And sometimes I'd have to take away dead bodies and take them down to the morgue and things like that. So I got exposed to a lot of reality at a very early age, which you don't really get exposed to in America because everything's pretty glossed over, pretty covered up, made to look very pretty. But if you go to the hospital, you'll find reality. And reality was there on a stretcher sometimes, and I'd have to take this body down and flop it over onto this cold metal slab and slide him into his slot. And sometimes these bodies were so contorted and their faces looked so scared. And some were not. Some were left their bodies peacefully, and some looked very frightened and passed stool and urine. And so later on, I learned that maybe this is why, that they had seen something or somebody coming to get them. And at that time, they are struggling. There's something called, what's the name? At the very end, sometimes in someone's seen the Yamadutas, they become excited and they actually jump out of bed trying to get away. They actually jump out of bed trying to get away, seeing the Yamadutas. So, sinful life, no good. No good. Devotional life, very good, always. That's why Krishna says that nothing is ever lost for a devotee. Even a devotee, he finds himself coming to some difficulty, finding it within himself that he becomes attracted to some sinful activity. Still, even if he finishes his life in that condition, whatever he did for Krishna, that's where he begins next time. With some extra suffering, perhaps. Suffering can't be avoided. It's part and parcel of living in the material world. As George Harrison says, a place where only sadness grows. George Harrison is a very great soul. Dr. George, Sriman George Harrison, wrote some things that didn't become extremely popular, but were very, very philosophically accurate. In statements like, "So I'll stand in line till I feel you inside. Yes, it's true, I live for you." He was talking about Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. "So I'll stand in line till I feel you inside." We're all standing in line. We don't know who's next, but we're all standing in line, isn't it? We're waiting to feel that last breath is coming. Sometimes you ever watch a digital clock and you watch the seconds go ticking by and you're watching your life just disappear, isn't it? Especially when you get older, I look at a digital clock and I'm saying, my seconds are just going by. Tick, 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 tick. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just disappearing. And what am I doing with that moment? What am I doing? I'm looking at the digital clock. And I'm worrying about my time slipping away. But this is the fact of life. Even if we're young and we have so much life ahead of us, we don't know that. Don't really know that. We've experienced and we know that sometimes children die, babies die, young people die. In this modern age, we can be driving down the road, gone. Or you can live a full life and you could leave your body in a very peaceful way. We don't know. So at every moment when that clock is ticking away, you have to be thinking, what am I doing? What am I doing? How am I enhancing? How am I becoming closer to Krishna? How am I using this human life for the most benefit? Not just for me, but for the entire civilization. There was a very nice boy spoke here at Prabhupada's disappearance. His name is Vanamali. He's a son of Palladna Sringa in Mayapur. And he was selected to give a presentation on Prabhupada's disappearance day. And he said, "I want to be like my father." I thought it was so nice. It was so beautiful. I said, I want to be like my father. Everyone should want to be like their father. And of course, I didn't really want to be like my father because our fathers were not devotees. But his father is a devotee. And so he said, "I want to be like my father." And I was thinking, how nice. And then he goes on to say, "Please, dear elders," which he's speaking to us, "do not worry. We are ready to take on this mission of spreading Krishna consciousness." I felt so good. It was so nice to hear that coming from an 18-year-old. Coming from an 18-year-old generation. They're ready. They have nothing but Krishna consciousness from the beginning of their life. So it's automatic. It becomes part of them. It becomes the only thing they think about. And then the next generations become even more powerful. So there's really not a lot to worry about. But I was thinking, I want to be like my father. I want to be like my father. I want to be like Srila Prabhupada. He's my father. He's my real father. My material father, he scrimped and he saved. And Srila Prabhupada just gave and gave and gave. Isn't it? My material father had very little to say. And my real father told me everything that could be. Isn't it? The material father, if he doesn't have Krishna consciousness, he can't really say anything. Except, "Here, son, here's the keys. Have a good time." Isn't it? And here's some money, by the way. Drive carefully. As you go out into the world to perfect your sinful activities, drive carefully.
Hare Krishna.
But Srila Prabhupada told us everything that could be. Everything. And so we should want to be everything that He wants us to be. Isn't He? He's our Father, a real Father, and I want to be like that Father. I want to be able to give Krishna consciousness like He gave Krishna consciousness. I may not be able to. I may not have the capacity. I may not be able to. But I want to. I want to. I would like to be like Him. I know I can never be like Him. But I know one thing. He has brought me all this way. And from the point where I started, this is a miracle. Unbelievable. Inconceivable place to be at this moment from where we started. Cannot even imagine. So I am extraordinarily grateful and extraordinarily indebted to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! Jai! He introduced us to Krishna. He has given us everything. There is nothing that He has held back. Lord Chaitanya is in this mood, giving us everything, nothing held back. You just take what you can and you work towards what you think you can do. And then you continue on and you continue on and you continue on. Because as you get older, Krishna consciousness becomes more important, because you realize that this material world is just a dream. This material world is only a dream. It just passes by. Like right now, my family, my wife and children, they're in America. They've been there for... We've been separated now for 2 months. This is the longest we've ever been separated. And sometimes I think about them and it's like a dream. It's like, are they real? Of course, they're real. But it's amazing, because here in Vrindavan, everything changes. Things happen and parts of your consciousness become exposed to Krishna conscious realities. And that is becoming, falling in love with Krishna. That's what we do here in Vrindavan, by the way. This is the place, the sweetest place, where Krishna's pastimes are so attractive that you just melt. And so when this begins to happen, and it does begin to happen, the rest of the life becomes like a dream. You become to experience it like a dream. And Krishna becomes the only reality. You know that the inhabitants of Gokula, they would be performing their daily activities, and then Krishna would be going by with His flute and Balaram and the cows. And all of a sudden their eyes would just fix on Krishna. Their eyes would just fixate on Krishna. They couldn't stop looking at Him. And He would be moving through the crowded streets with His cows. And everybody is just looking, looking and looking. And pretty soon they found themselves walking behind the cows, because they couldn't take their eyes off of Krishna. This is Vrindavan. This is where we are, by the way. This is where Krishna, right here in Ramreti, this is where Krishna herded cows and took them into the forest. So the inhabitants, as He gradually went by, they started to follow the cows, because they couldn't take their eyes off of Krishna. And then as He gradually went further and further away, they stopped at the edge of the village and they just stood there like statues, watching Krishna disappear into the forest with His cows. They're just standing there, staring. And then Krishna would play His flute, as to say, don't worry, I'm coming back. And then they would turn around and they would walk like robotics back to their duties. And they were going to perform that. So you can imagine when Krishna left for Mathura, Vrindavan, the inhabitants were just almost dead. They considered Krishna to be the only source of their life. So when he left, it was like death. It was like death. Mother Yasoda would describe her palace like poison. Everything is like poison here. This beautiful palace, and it's empty. It's just useless. Nanda Maharaj would say similar things. Just crying and crying and crying and crying as Krishna's gone. He's no longer there. What's the point of living if Krishna's not here? Isn't it? Just try to imagine if someday, the curtains open, the doors open, and the curtains open, and there was no deities. Krishna had left. Krishna and Balaram were gone. Radha Shamasundar are gone. Gaurinitai are gone. What would we do? Could you even sing? Could you even have a kirtan? You'd be looking at each other and just bewildered, and there's no reason to live. Krishna's gone, isn't it? But I hope they don't leave. Hare Krishna. We don't want any experience like that, please. Hare Krishna. Because Srila Prabhupada so kindly asked them to come here. Why? And just imagine, every day they have to tolerate needles and pins and ticky-tack and strings and all these things are attached to their body. And they're tolerating this. Why? Because out of love for the devotees. They want to facilitate every possible way of engaging us, dressing them, bathing them, chanting for them, dancing for them. They have so kindly come here and then ultimately fall in love with them and go back to Godhead, Hare Krishna. There is nothing in this world that's real. Nothing. Only Krishna's holy name is real. Krishna's form is real. Krishna's pastimes are real. Everything is illusion in this material world. The reason that we know that Krishna's pastimes, his form, his paraphernalia, and his name are all eternal and powerful is because we experience it. We experience that when we chant Hare Krishna. Why do we chant Hare Krishna? The more we chant Hare Krishna, the more we become attached to Krishna. The more we want to chant Hare Krishna. If we were chanting Coca-Cola, do you think we'd have the same effect? Or water, or any other material sound would not have the same effect. Why is it that when we go to have darshan of Radhe Shamasundar, there are people who literally plow you over and elbow you and practically beat on you to get closer. Why is that? Because they're so overwhelmed attraction that they don't even realize they're doing that. They don't even realize that they're beating you. And sometimes it feels like you're being literally beaten by someone who has more attraction than you do, apparently. So, otherwise you'd be doing that. But is the attraction to Krishna is profound. And as we chant Hare Krishna and our senses become more purified, we become more deeply in love with Krishna. So, take advantage of this wonderful Krishna consciousness movement. And maybe if you're lucky, someday, you can wander the forests of Vrindavan with no shoes and a patchwork shawl and matted hair and calling out Krishna and crying if you're that lucky. But we want to be like our father, our grandfather, Srila Prabhupada. We want to be like him. So we can do that. We can renounce everything and become wanderers of the forest, looking for Krishna, calling for Krishna, crying for Krishna. And we should perhaps think like that and maybe even do that. But if we want to really follow our Father and we want to really be like our Father, then we should find a way to become Krishna conscious and give it out to others. This is our real duty. This is our real duty. Because the whole world must become Krishna conscious. It is predestined, foretold. It is something that must happen. We are only on page number one of a gigantic book, of 10,000 page book. We are on page number one. So just imagine that nice statement of Vanamali, that 18-year-old boy. He's one of thousands and thousands and thousands of souls who feel like that, indebted to Srila Prabhupada. So we should all feel that way. We should take Krishna consciousness out as best we can, give it to others, make sure we have it ourselves. Make sure we have it ourselves. Very, very important point is to always be more humble than a blade of grass. Between each other and when giving out our Krishna consciousness to others. Because that's what's going to become attractive. That's what's really attractive. And that's how we really get Krishna consciousness. This is a society of cultivating humility. With just the opposite of the material society where we cultivate individual egoism. Isn't it? Individual egoism. I become better than you by gaining more power, more money, more prestige, better position. In Krishna consciousness, we are a society to cultivate humility. To become lower than everyone else. If you consider yourself truly lower and the humble servant of everyone else, there is nothing that can't be accomplished in your Krishna consciousness. It's a magical formula. Just try. It's a society of humility, to cultivate humility. So, time is up. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions or comments? Everyone, perfect agreement. Vishal Prabhu, Haribo.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. You're on.
Hare Krishna. So, Prabhu, you mentioned the Goswamis. They were very renounced. They were in Vrindavan. Sometimes they didn't care even to eat much. Maybe a little milk, maybe one or two glasses, and weren't much interested in their self. But I remember in the early 70s when Prabhupada was physically present and he was giving a class in New Dwarka Dham, Los Angeles. And devotees were coughing. And they were wearing masks on their face. And Prabhupada said, "What's wrong?" They kind of interrupted Prabhupada's class. "Oh, Prabhupada, there's an epidemic here in New Dwarka." And Prabhupada said, "Well, if you don't take care of your body for Krishna, how can you serve the Lord?" So I would like you to make your statement clear that we don't care about the body, but the body also has to be taken care of for Krishna. Would you clarify your statement?
All right, yes. To emphasize this point, that we want to be like our grandfather, we want to be like our father. Srila Prabhupada was very careful. In our preaching spirit, we have to take care of these bodies. So that's why that emphasis is there. We want to be like Srila Prabhupada. Take care of these bodies. Have nice prasadam. Go out and preach. Use that energy for spreading Krishna consciousness. We have examples of extreme wonderful renunciation that are given by our predecessors. And for their circumstances, they were performing their devotional activities perfectly. For our circumstances, Srila Prabhupada has set the example that we live peacefully, we eat healthily, and we live and distribute Krishna consciousness vigorously. How's that?
That's fine. Thank
Hare
you.
Hare Krishna.
Can I ask one more question also? One more quick question. I know you know the answer. I'm confident in your knowledge. So, you said that this material world is not real. But we know that Srila Rupa Goswami, suggested Yukta Vairagya, you know, utilizing everything in the service of the Lord. So if everything is used, even this material world is used for Krishna, how could it be unreal? If God is real, He's created this material world, it also has to be real, not false.
No, I never said false. I said illusion. It's always changing. It's like our body is always changing. So it's not that it doesn't exist. It exists, but it exists in an ever-changing state. It never stays the same. Every molecule, every atom is always moving and changing. Just like our bodies. What happened to the little baby body that we had and the little body and the... So now we have an old body. It's all changing constantly. But it happens so slowly and so beautifully that you don't notice it until you look back and you say, well, what happened? What happened to all the time? The time is gone. My time is up. So, although it is always changing and it is an illusory presentation of reality, it's not a real reality, it's illusory presentation. We are destined to utilize our bodies, which are always changing, and our external circumstances, which are always changing. We have to adapt and present our Krishna consciousness, which is never changing, through whatever situation that we find ourselves in. So the situation may always change, but the Krishna consciousness always remains the same. Eternal, perfect Krishna consciousness. Okay? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
말고.
그리스나 하레 그리스나 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ramu Hare Ram, Ramu Ramu, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Now Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Ram, Hari Ram, Hari Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.